This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for us to begin our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio with our weekly complimentary hour to the official talk radio countdown show. It happens that the DJ viewers have thoughts. We've talked about all of these stories this week in one way or another, so we'll recap and talk and throw in some of our own opinions, maybe some of the new information that has come to our attention over the course of the week as the talkers has their top 10 stories and top 10 people list published every Friday. You can read it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10 on the story list is Dave Chappelle and what happened with him. At number 9, race relations. Number 8, the crime situation in our country and what's bringing it to the, you know, why are we having so much violence and that sort of thing. Elon Musk, number 7, and the social media, the Twitter thing. COVID is 6, lowest it's been for a couple of years on the countdown list. The war is number 5, which sort of surprises me, but when you look at the other items, the economy number 4, January 6th, number 3, how disappointing that's where it is. And 3 and 2 kind of go together with partisan politics. And then, of course, number 1 has to do with the continuing conversation of the Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. I'm at a loss to a point in terms of finding. Yeah, it's kind of rumor mongering. The release of the information to somebody at Politico that perhaps there's been a vote, tentative vote taken on the case that involves Roe v. Wade, whether Alito. I guess I should look at the people list and we can go from there. At number 10 on the people list is Dave Chappelle. Elon Musk is at 9. Janet Yellen is 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Alito is 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. J.D. Vance is 3. Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. So, the Alito thing about how he's been working on this, that's part of the rumor mill this week. There are a lot of things. And it's, you know, it's some of this stuff, the response is pretty predictable, and we don't have to go through what, you know, everybody has said about it. The same things have been said for decades. It's, you know, all sort of, it's there, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel the emotion, the anger, the effects that it has on people. Just the whole thing. It is part of politics, I guess. Probably it could be coupled, as I said, with number 2, the partisan politics, because it all seems to be somewhat political. And so here we are. And we don't have, my point of view has been, and ladies, I want you to jump in. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV show. This is something that has been part of the landscape since the early 1970s. A lot of people thought that it was settled law, including two people who are now in the Supreme Court who told their inquisitors when they were up for being appointed that it was settled law, thus the idea that they wouldn't take an active role or they wouldn't change what already is, quote-unquote, settled law. Now they appear to be, I don't use this term lightly, I don't like the word lie, but it certainly looks like there are a couple of liars. That seems to that's the story as far as I'm concerned. The other stuff is so predictable, but these two guys, these two.
I do want to point out, though, that, and it's really important whenever we talk about the Supreme Court getting involved with any controversial issue, whether it's abortions or gun rights or freedom of speech, it's really important to understand that what they're looking at is a piece of legislation that has been passed up in the court system, that they're not looking at what we think is a law and saying yes or no, it's what we think. It's they're looking at whether or not whatever lawsuit. This one happens to be on behalf of a few states who take issue with the fact that Roe, and this has always been the argument with Roe versus Wade, and I know there are so many emotional arguments. And
you mean whether it's a home rule, states' rights, that sort of thing?
Whether it's states' rights or not. I mean, yeah. Typically, if you read through, if you are a constitutionalist, you believe in states' rights. As much can be returned back to the states should be returned back to the states, and that has been since the beginning the push. And in fact, many people, including, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself, said you have to be very careful with how Roe versus Wade was actually written and how it was decided upon, because there is an argument, a compelling and good argument, that it should be up to the states to decide. So I think it's really dangerous, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, and I get it, because it's an emotionally charged issue, and it's, you know, a lot of people feel very personally and deeply about this. And so it's like you have to understand that when you're talking about it, and you have to take people's feelings into heart. But you also have to look at how the law should be applied all the way across the board. I think there are a lot of people out there who are saying that abortion is simply going to be illegal in the country. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I'm living in a state right now where Gavin Newsom is trying to codify abortion basically creating California as a sanctuary state for people who are seeking that procedure. So
yeah, Connecticut's doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is going to be...
Most of the states in New England are doing. Well, it still is the fact that you have to hide or you have to run away. That's part of the issue. But the other part of it for me isn't even the issue that you're talking about or the issue of Roe v. Wade. What I find troubling is that with all of the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with the war, with the economy, with COVID, here are three huge mountains that we all have to climb pretty much every day in dealing with the reality of life. So these people have to be aware, and they can, if they want to, if they choose to, not necessarily take this up now. There's no mandate that they have to come up with a decision. Well, I understand that.
It's a reality. Look, I don't like it either. I think there's a lot that we can be talking about politically that this isn't great timing, because I think what it does is it just polarizes us even more. Right?
Unbelievably. Yes.
But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. They took it up. And what I find really appalling is that we don't even know what their decision is going to be yet.
Apparently, according to the fact that
this leak has come out is extremely dangerous. You've got people now standing in front of justices' homes with, like, pitchforks. I mean, this is not helpful to the country. It's just pouring gasoline on it. The decision would have been the decision when it's released in June, and people could have reacted at that point as they are now. Now people are, you know, having their lives threatened and all of this stuff. I mean, it's not good.
Jennifer, if in fact some of this, the reaction to the leak, it was aimed at getting at least a vote or two.
Well, yeah, to change people's minds. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it appropriate. And actually, the decision for Roe was leaked out. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dangerous. And this, you know, you've heard other Supreme Court justices speak out and say, you know, we do preliminary votes all the time. We even write preliminary arguments all the time before we actually come to a final conclusion.
Yeah.
So, right. And so, you know, I guess maybe that was the intention of this person leaking it out. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it does the system
very
well.
They find who the leaker was?
Well.
Now,
no, I think they believe that it could be an aide working for Sotomayor. That's like the leading person, but I don't know if we actually know.
All right, so let's couple number one with number two in terms of partisan politics, but I'm going to take this in a different way, ladies, if I may. The president has announced that there's a new replacement for Jen Psaki, who has been the press secretary since Joe Biden was elected. The lady's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She has been the deputy press secretary, and so the story hasn't become that she's the next press secretary. The story is that she's black and that she's gay. And that's not the story, as far as I'm concerned. Needs not
for a lot
to be
of people,
story.
It is. She's
okay,
the first.
That's fine.
Both.
Yeah, right.
Openly
why,
gay and
she,
black.
She is the most qualified because she's been the assistant press secretary. That's
she has
the
an
lead
extensive
for me.
Background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's good at her job, and so under the circumstances. You know, she's worked for Kamala Harris. I don't really care about any of that stuff. I care, and I don't have a choice in this because this is an appointed position. But
you mean Joe didn't call you and say, "Hey, Dougie, what do you think?"
Yeah,
you
no, but it's appalling that the headline, the first thing out of anybody's mouth when you look at the story, if you Google it, is not about her background, not about her good work, but the fact that she's gay and she's black. And
well,
to me, I find
too.
That appalling.
But think about this. Once upon a time, somebody who could have been the most qualified person for a position would not get that position either because they were a woman or because
exactly.
they were a person of color or because of their sexuality.
That's wrong. That's wrong,
exactly.
too.
Absolutely. And that's, but because this is the first, that's also a testament of how far we have come. Still not far enough in certain standards, but we've come far enough that there is a person that is first, and that is a big deal.
It's not a big deal to dumb, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Look, first
especially
are always going to be first,
especially
right?
gay people and black women. Sure, yeah.
First are always going to be first, and so you just have to understand that that's how it's going to be. What I hope for this country's sake is that there is going to be a change in the press department because they're not changing their communications chair, and I think that's even more important than what Jen Psaki
was doing. How
does
that work, Jennifer? What are you talking about?
I think that there is a bad strategy. I'm not saying this because I don't agree with Biden politically. I'm saying this as someone who is a public relations major who looks at like messaging for these candidates, and constantly, time and time again, Biden will come out and say something, the administration pulls it back. Or, you know, very famously, Jen Psaki was known as a circle back girl because she would never give those answers. Now, she got criticized for that and she made some changes, but there still felt like there was this bit of transparency. I think that Karine Jean-Pierre, I've seen her. She's only done a few press briefings, I think, when Jen Psaki had COVID, but she's filled in for her. I think she has the capability of really kind of taking
I think she's better than
Psaki
from what I've
well,
seen.
Well, I think
her,
that right, she's been more reserved.
How
when
have you
she's
seen her,
that,
though, Doug? You just said you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know that she was – I knew she was black. I didn't know she was gay. That was my point. But
well, I mean,
I've
watched her get better than Psaki. That's what I was asking.
Well, I think she comes across already – she seems to come across. I think Psaki was a very negative influence on how the news was covered. Yeah, that's the way I looked at
it. Well, I mean, just in watching her, I watched her fill in for Psaki, and I thought she was always a little more reserved, and that was because she was filling in for someone. But now that this is going to be her role, there's a real opportunity to make some changes and to get your messaging better, sharper, more
mm-hmm.
consistent. And hopefully, yeah. and I think that's good for the whole country, because regardless of whether or not you agree with what's coming out of the administration, you want one solid message. And
right.
so hopefully this
no,
will be
really
an opportunity for kind of a new yeah. start in that direction.
Yeah. What is really going on is what people need to know and deserve to know. That's one of the questions. And, you know, there are a lot of great questions. I'd love to be in one of those things one day and ask questions. That'd be fun for all of us. 18 after the hour. This is the DJ, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
DJB Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Trending items now this week. Questions that we've asked you and your responses on social media to some of the big issues of the week. Mother's Day. What are people saying about Mother's Day? Because this is Mother's Day weekend. I think that's an apt conversation to have, certainly acknowledging our moms, don't you think? Jay, what are people saying?
Yeah, it was really sweet seeing a lot of the tributes to mamas. Nicole Oswell says, "My mom was the most wonderful mom anyone could wish for. Kind, understanding. She took care of seven of us like a champion.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, we lost her a few years ago and miss her every day and hope she's having a good time in heaven," and ends it with, "Love you, Mom."
That
was really sweet.
Yeah. What else have you got there that's cute?
Yeah, Luella Bennett says, "My mother made something out of practically nothing for 10 kids. The last three were triplet boys. Mom taught us respect, hard work by example, fed us with the proverbial loaves and fishes sometimes. Times were hard growing up after my father lost his job in the coal mines when I was 8, the number 6
child.
Sounds
like a song, doesn't it?
In the coal mines. Mom was the glue that kept everyone together. Mm-hmm. And then Jan Rose says, "She taught me to read when I was 3. The first book I read was Heidi. I was 5 when I read it. A few years ago, my husband got it for me on Mother's Day as a Mother's Day gift on the 50th anniversary of her mom passing." That is beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Roe v. Wade, you've had a number of comments. People certainly want to be heard and seen on this issue. So what do you have there?
It's definitely a passionate conversation. People are for it. People are against it. People say it doesn't matter if you're for or against it. It should be a state issue. Deb Keller says, "It's completely horrific. Who gets to make determinations on others? There is no free health care, child care, or maternity pay to say that all of this is about a baby."
Donna Alou says, since the Supreme Court decision, technology has advanced considerably. Viability has increased at a much younger gestation. Plus, we have ultrasounds very clearly showing a developing baby. No babies of viable gestational age should be permitted to be aborted.
Yeah.
We also gave the option, because some people would prefer to remain anonymous, so we did give the option that you could just send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So this was one of the anonymous DMs. People make all the excuses in the world, but it doesn't matter because what it is ending a life. There's life and someone makes an excuse to end that child's life. Kids are amazing gifts from God, and even in the womb, they are still growing children. Sean Watson adds, it's long overdue. This country will never heal as long as mothers have the right to murder children. Mike,
it's going to heal the other way either. Unfortunately, there seems to be no middle ground. Go ahead.
I would love a definition of mother on that one, too, from that guy.
Mike Zadra says, this should be another do-whatever-you-want issue. It's no one's expletive-deleted business but your own in a free country.
So, the sense that you get here from people is the same sense that this thing has been going on up and down and sideways. I've been doing this since 1974 on the air, and there is not one bit of any of this that's changed. One iota. It hasn't changed. All right, what
Tim
else? You got one more quickie? Yeah, no.
Yeah, Tim Lowe says it should be a state-level issue. If you want it in your state, then vote on it. If you don't want it, vote on it. The federal government should not be dictating this to all states. This is what living in a republic is all about.
That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? You take a lot of the states' rights. That's what Jennifer was pointing out earlier as well. So, yep, a lot of food for thought. Always have lots of interest in your input, social media, Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces, for Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks Monday at the Victory Day Parade in Moscow commemorating the end of World War II via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families. The state enterprises and the non-governmental organizations will do everything to surround these families with care, to help them, and we shall give special support to the children of our dead comrades. There is a presidential decree about that, and it has been signed. I wish speedy recovery to those wounded, and I thank the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in field hospitals for their selfless work. I bow my head to you for saving every life, for struggling for every life, quite often under the fire in the battlefield, without thinking of yourself.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health has reported the state's first Powassan virus infection of the year. Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. The department recommended residents take action to prevent tick bites from now through late fall, using insect repellent, avoiding areas where ticks are likely, and checking carefully for ticks after being outside. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The gorgeous ladies of the DJV program are here. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jed Kirshner. I'm actually kind of gorgeous myself, depending on the day. Doug Steffen is the name. This is the DJV program overview of what's happened this week in the News Talk Radio world, stories that we've talked about from the official charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th from Talkers Magazine. Find the lists at talkers.com or djvshow.com. We are at, looking around, I just was going back through a couple of the older topic lists, the story lists from Talkers over the past month or two, trying to find one story that was nice. And, yeah.
Good luck, because nobody likes to talk about nice.
I know,
We're all a bunch of masochists. We're like, did you see that train crash overnight? Oh,
that was really the reason that I was happy that that Jay asked the question about Mother's Day, and we threw that into our conversation, comment
like,
conversation.
Just give us something. We need the fluffy stuff.
Good Lord. Anyway.
I mean, even the celebrity stuff has been terrible.
Oh,
Will Smith,
horrible.
Johnny Depp. I mean, all of the, even the celebrity stuff has not been
yeah.
fun. Right.
Right. No, it hasn't. All right. Well, let's go back to things that aren't fun. Number four on the people list, Madison Cawthorn. I don't get this, but then I don't get a lot of stuff that comes out of this pipeline.
I would love to know what this guy's deal is.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, but I just, I really, when I saw
that's
like...
That's the best thing you've said for a long time. I wish I could help you.
When I saw like the whole thing about orgies and stuff, when it comes to Washington, D.C., I just, like, I tuned out.
No surprise, yeah.
And I know that a lot of like, I know a lot of Republicans are like upset with him, and... He then, there were pictures of him, like, dressed in drag, and then he said that he was dressed in drag because he was playing a game on a cruise ship. I mean, I just don't know.
But the thing
I
that also, but on that stuff, which he's admitted that he kind of, you know, with the whole drugs and all, I don't know, he's kind of a mess.
Fudging
but
a little.
Like, yeah, right. But, like, how do you, like, why is he, this is the third time he got busted with a loaded weapon at an airport? Like, don't you, doesn't he know better at this point? Like, I don't know. I don't get
Welcome
this. I don't
America,
know what this guy's issue is, but I think he's got a lot of psychological problems.
There you go. Okay. The economy is number four this week. Mortgage rates are escalating quickly, reaching their highest point since the recession. That was in, 2010? This is not great news. Didn't do the stock market any. Well, the stock market was up and down. It was pretty good at the end of the week,
Jones
and it went down. Boom.
It plunged more than 1,000 points on Thursday, which...
Yeah, it had the best day in 3 years on Wednesday, and then the worst
and then
Wednesday.
Then I guess as we do this show, which airs throughout the weekend, we're awaiting a jobs report, and the jobs report is not expected to be all that great. What I think it just shows you is we're in an unpredictable time. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who say... I think, what was the last number? Like 35% of economists think we're headed towards a recession. Other people don't. Nobody wants to wish a recession on anybody. So it's like,
we got to get out
what
of this war,
do?
Though, and $6,
well,
$7
and
diesel fuel, and $5
we have to stop
gasoline.
The ridiculous conversation about even more spending. Look, the government's already spending like a drunken soldier drinks.
Well, it's not
rum.
So much that, Jennifer, as the waste. I mean, with the report that came out this week about where the money went, for the PPP program, the billions of dollars that you might as well flush down the toilet because it didn't benefit anybody, really.
There were a lot of people that took advantage of it.
Stories.
I feel like we kind of all knew that to some extent, though. I remember us talking about it here and how fast these loans were being rolled out. And
they had to be because people were being put out of business. It's like there was no other option but to get the money out. And now people are getting investigated for it. But I think the conversation that's been going on about free college and refunding people's college tuition money to the tune of, like, what, $35 billion or something like that?
Well, now.
Can't do it right now.
There's a focus on doing it for people who need to have that relief.
I mean, it should be
need based. Everybody. Yeah, if you're going to do it. Yeah. I agree with to a point. The average mortgage rate now is 5.27%. 2-3 months ago, it was 2 points less than that. It was right around 3%. That'll slow down the housing. It may slow down. The housing market is so crazy now, and there's so much.
The problem is that it screws renters even more. I'm a renter, and our rent went up like 9%, which is just, insane.
It's going to go up. That stuff's going to go up. Yep.
And it's going to keep going up.
The prices are
going
to go up.
So then you can't get a mortgage. It's just people are stuck. And that's what's literally squeezing the middle class into non-existence. That's what will happen.
Elizabeth Warren is to the rescue. She's going to tax all those big, bad corporations. Imposing
the
minimum
of them.
Tax.
Well, yeah, remember we talked about the 19 American companies that pay the negative amounts of taxes?
For me, being a resident of Massachusetts, she's one of the senators from Massachusetts. It's like everything she says is like scratching the blackboard with fingernails.
It's
it's
not honest to have a conversation about taxing, a handful of billionaires. And she goes after them all the time, and we hear the public debate between her and Elon Musk. The idea is, if you don't have a lot of money in your own household budget, you don't go out out and spend more. And so until this government is ready to dump all of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is happening within it, until it stops getting bigger by the second, we're going to never get rid of this problem. We pumped so much cash into the market, and some of it was needed because of COVID.
Yeah.
We've got to take a step back, and we have to run the country more like we run our own household or our own businesses.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Where you can't overspend. And so it's great for these blowhards to go out there and say, we need to do this and that. It's
and
like
she's
you're
such
never
a phony.
Fix the problem.
Because she has been, and nobody knows how this has happened. She was, I forget, she was a college professor, wasn't she before?
She was my friend's Harvard law professor.
Yeah, she's a law professor, right. So she got, an average, she was paid about the same doing that as she is as a senator. But somehow or other, her net worth has gone up to about four times what it was before she was a senator. I always ask those questions because I think...
Well, they all do that. They all have speaking engagements and books and all kinds of stuff and donations made, and they all do that.
Mitch McConnell says no
look at his wealth.
To student loan socialism. Let's get those guys.
Okay, so I was at Mar-a-Lago this week, and President Trump spoke to us for a half an hour-ish and watched this movie 2,000 Mules with us. There was only one person that he really spoke negatively about, and he talked about Joe Biden and the country. Yes, but the person that he actually railed against was Mitchie Baby. Even Mike Pence. He's like, Mike Pence was a good vice president to me. He was like actually very like low-key across the board, but when it came to Mitch McConnell, whoo, doggy.
So I see Mike Pence and both Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were out on the road this week talking about Roe v. Wade in part, and the two of them couldn't have addressed, I guess you could predict it, but Pence really, for his personality, took a real shot at Kamala Harris. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I got a lot of other ground to cover here. Number five is the war. Now we find out as the week comes to an end that the U.S. helped to sink that Russian ship. Apparently there was intelligence provided to the Ukrainians. Is this going to make the Russians angry?
Well, it is, and that's why the EU came out. The president of the EU said, look, this is dangerous to be out here advertising that American intelligence helped sink that Russian warship.
Where'd that information come from?
It's been reported. It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News.
But where'd they get the information? Where'd they get it?
Anonymous U.S. officials have apparently leaked this.
So
and the problem, though, is that...
good Americans.
Well, I don't know, but a lot of Americans are happy to hear that we're the reason that Ukraine is having these victories. The problem, though, is that the Pentagon is now saying, well, wait a second, we're not going to confirm or deny, because Putin is going to take this as a direct threat and direct action from
the United States. I think that Biden should come out and say, yeah, we sank that ship, and you know what? We're going to sink another one if you don't get the heck out of there and stop the genocide. We're going to sink one every day until you stop the genocide. That's
what everyone's backing up against the corner. Everyone's got their back up against the wall now with the threat of nuclear war.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
so George,
who wants a nuclear war? Nobody wants that.
Of course not. Nobody wins. So former President Bush, George W. Bush, was with the Ukrainian president apparently this week. He said, he's the Winston Churchill of our time. I don't know if that's true, but
it's a bit
under
soon
the circumstances. Yeah, right,
to
exactly.
Say that, but,
he said, quote, President Zelensky assured me they will not waver in their fight against Putin's barbarism and thuggery. Okay. I mean, it's a typical George Bush. Nice that he had the call, but what comes out of it is nothing.
Not to show of support.
Yeah, right. Bill Richardson, who was former UN ambassador. He was a senator, congressman, governor of New Mexico. He's working on trying to get Brittany Griner, that's how we pronounce it.
Griner,
I always ask you that, yeah. From the Russian prison.
They're classifying her as a political prisoner now.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Right. And so what's he trying to do? Is he... He's working back
channels?
Well,
he helped negotiate the Trevor Reed's release. And so now that the government has, like Jen said, has officially said that this was wrongful detention, it kind of gives him a little more leeway to go in and, I guess, try to negotiate some terms to get her released.
Yep. Okay, number six this week on the countdown is COVID. Interesting. This is the lowest this has been since, March of 2020, right? And the story this week, as we end the week, is that the feds are after Johnson & Johnson. There's something that's not new. In this case, they're after them because of the vaccine and what it may lead to, i.e. blood clots. This is something that is not a problem. I know that there have been clots. Has there been any other problem with either Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this?
No,
J&J the only?
No, the J&J warning from the FDA now is that unless you absolutely cannot, for whatever medical reason,
find
if you
something
can't
else
get the other two, yeah, then Johnson & Johnson is a last resort. But they're concerned about the blood clotting, and there's a bleeding syndrome called TTS.
Yeah.
So, but it happens, though, within 1 to 2 weeks of you getting the vaccine. So if you have Johnson & Johnson and you're fine, don't sweat this news because you're fine.
Yeah. You're
like, if you've gotten
fine
it more than 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm, Dr. Keelan says you're fine.
Number seven on both lists, Elon Musk. What can be said for him? He's a very interesting American character. There's so many different threads to the story, including his relationship with Amber Heard.
Is he
Elon
an American
Musk
citizen?
He was born in Canada. I don't know.
South Africa, I thought. Oh,
no, that's right. He was born in South Africa. He lived in Canada, then he moved to the United States. And he's only, 49? How old is this guy?
He's 50, like that, I guess, right?
50-something, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 51
next month. The reason he's getting put on the list not only is because of, obviously, the Twitter purchase and,
right,
I guess, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking over the deal with Twitter, and they want to do an antitrust review. So the government now stepping in to try to, I don't know if they're going to make it harder for him to get into Twitter, set up hurdles, or what this is all about.
He hasn't made a lot of friends because he's a big, powerful guy who says basically up yours to the government, and they don't like that. Number eight, I don't know. Crime and violence is over and over. It's the same story every week, more and more. What are we doing to ourselves is the question.
One thing I would say, I've seen so many stories just in the local news here in New Jersey of cars being stolen, like, out of parking lots.
Yeah.
And in every case, either someone left their keys in the car or they left the car running. Like, don't do that. People are stealing cars. Don't leave your car running. It's pretty simple.
The other thing that's ancillary to that, one of the biggest theft rings in the world is going around. Now they're starting with car dealerships and stealing the catalytic converters.
Oh,
yeah,
they
steal
them out of people's front yards.
Oh, yeah. Parking lots, garages, you name it, they're there. It's a huge problem. All right, that's it. Our comments on the charts this week from Talkers. Doug Steffen with the ladies from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fifty-three past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number 5 to number 1. The Intel CEO, the story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number 5 this week, Victoria.
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, so actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that, you know, CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that, that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
All right. Number 4, not good news at all, for sure. Number 4, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface here. You got crypto? Listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, And the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level. And the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with on two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right, number three, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know. But Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make their request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
All right, number one this week, Real ID.
Yeah, so this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are, because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are and get on it.
59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.